Coming up on Money Bites by Smart Money People.
If you ever get a message like this, it is always a scam.
It was good to capture everything that I saw on your desktop. You're a bit stupid, aren't you?
English, no English.
Oh yes, you do. Same.
If it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
What scams, in your experience, do you find are the most prevalent?
Welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People.
Hello and welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People. Today, while Nate's away enjoying some sun, I'm joined by producer Eddie.
Hello.
Coming up on today's show, we're tackling scams. How can you avoid being scammed?
So, what do we have to look forward to today? We'll have Jim Browning, YouTuber and scam baiter, in to discuss his role as an anti-scam crusader. But first, it's time to step into your scammer's shoes as me and Mike break down six of the most prolific investment and pension scams and how to best avoid them.
Now, the annual cost of fraud in the UK has been estimated to be as high as £193 billion, and almost three quarters of us have been targeted by scammers in the past 2 years. And as scammers develop newer means to access our bank accounts, it's important to remember that pensions and income set aside for investments continue to be a really key target for fraudsters. Well, the team at Smart Money People are here to help. We're going to run down six of the most prolific investment and pension scams in the fraudster's arsenal.
Our first scheme involves something many of us hold close, our pension. It's important to remember to be very sceptical of any scheme offering to help you release cash from your pension before you turn 55. The general rule is that money can only be taken from a pension in exceptional circumstances. So say you get a cold call or an email promising a way to retrieve some pension funds early. Well, it's probably best to hang up or at the very least investigate closely.
Have you ever been promised a unique business opportunity in the latest cryptocurrency? Well, I'm afraid it's best to hold your expectations of impending riches, as perhaps you too have been scammed. Remember, if you ever see a cryptocurrency advertised online, it's vital that you check, and check again that it is from a legitimate source. Millions, if not billions, have been extracted in recent years from fraudsters claiming to offer cryptocurrencies in exchange for cash, only for them to then saunter off with your money. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum are not regulated in the UK, and that means that buying, selling, or moving around these cryptocurrencies is not policed by any British regulators, giving you little recourse if you're scammed.
Number three on our list is the unregulated investment scheme. These scams involve potential investors being contacted by phone or online by an individual offering an unmissable investment opportunity. They will promise huge returns, with the single caveat that the funds must be transferred quickly. It's important to remember that an unsolicited offer of an investment opportunity is very rare, and likely an indicator of a scam. If contacted by someone offering an investment opportunity, and you're still curious to find out more, we recommend checking the FCA's list of known scam telephone numbers. But regardless, if the call is unsolicited, the likelihood is that you're being scammed.
Now, we've already discussed the need to be wary of schemes offering to release funds from your pension before you're 55 years old. But unfortunately, this isn't the only way our pensions can be targeted. For example, you could be called out of the blue and offered a free pension review. The so-called pension reviewer will then return to you with advice to move your pension funds to a different pot, one which promises much, much higher returns. And like with many scams, if you do receive one of these calls, the safest thing to do is just to hang up. Remember, a free review of your pension should be treated with a bit of scepticism. As with so many other scams out there, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Our fifth scam is the binary option scheme. This scheme involves placing an investment on a bet that has a binary answer, often yes or no. For example, will a share go up in value or not? If the investor is correct, they win and should see a return on their investment. If they're wrong, they lose the entire investment. Binary option schemes were officially banned in April of 2019, so beware of firms offering binary option schemes, as they are likely unlicensed firms based outside the UK, the outcome of which will inevitably be that your account with them is shut down and your money is stolen. As with all scams, if you are contacted out of the blue with any opportunity, it's time to be vigilant of a scam.
And finally, our last scam designed to part you from your money, pyramid schemes, also known as multi-level marketing or franchise fraud, they're a classic scam that promises an easy way to get rich quick, and it's been going on for decades. Pyramid schemes work by encouraging investors to pay a lump sum for entry into a money-making venture. But next up, you'll be asked to recruit other investors and rewarded for this by being paid a high level of commission. Sounds like a win-win at this point, right? But these types of get-rich-quick schemes tend to collapse when the supply of new investors and money dries up, and those that join far down the pyramid find it hardest to make any commission. So remember, if you're offered a business opportunity that relies heavily on recruiting others to this business, you may well be fodder for a pyramid scheme.
So, there you have it. Six of the most prolific investment and pension scams. So remember, if you're ever contacted out of the blue for a quick return on an investment or pension alteration, it's likely too good to be true. After all, you're better off being safe than you are scammed.
Now that we're primed and ready to defeat any scammer, schemer or swindler, it's time for our interview with YouTuber Jim Browning. This week, we spoke to Jim Browning. Jim's YouTube channel has over 400,000 subscribers, and his videos can often find themselves exceeding millions of views. Jim has made a habit of baiting tech support scammers, and in many cases, giving them a taste of their own medicine. We sent producer Eddie off to find out more.
So this week I spoke to Jim Browning, and I think before we get to the interview, it's really important that I give you listeners an idea of exactly what Jim does. Now this audio and audio throughout the interview will be lifted from Jim's YouTube channel, which I can't recommend highly enough. Now this first call you're going to hear is Jim doing one of his classic stunts, which is taking on tech scammers and using their technique of remote access against them and taking control of their computers. Take a listen.
Oh, right. I'm not good with computers. How do I...
Go in front of the computer.
Give me a second here.
Okay, look at the left bottom of the keyboard. Do you see the Windows key, the key with four little boxes on it?
But I also have the ability, whenever scammers connect to my PC, to reverse this connection. And I'm often able to download some of their files. I also found the personal data of many people in the United States and Canada who seem to be victims of a pop-up scam. There was a further spreadsheet with at least 2,000 names on it. I also watched this group process some of their payments from victims through PayPal. A very recent and pending transaction belonged to one of their victims named William from Canada. Because it was such a recent transaction, I had the ability to refund this victim, so I wasted no time in clicking that refund button. I also wrote a little note to the victim to explain why he'd got the refund. So now that I had the identities of some of the key players, it was time to phone them and confront them about the scam.
So to hear what happens when Jim does confront these scammers, please wait till the end of the interview and we will have the clip in full. It is highly explosive and a perfect encapsulation of exactly what Jim's doing on his YouTube channel. Now for the main interview. Jim, welcome to the Money Bites podcast by Smart Money People. Could you just tell our audience what it is you do with your YouTube channel?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me, Eddie. My YouTube channel is about exposing scams and scammers, and I particularly concentrate on the ones who make cold calls to people in the UK and also the US. And what I do is I let those scammers have access to my computer so I can record what they do in the scams. I can record them pretty clearly. And at times I'm able to find out who those scammers are and exactly how their scams work.
Can I ask how the channel kind of got started and what inspired you to kind of start this vigilantism?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a sort of vigilantism, I guess. But what really started it off is one of my relatives got one of these cold calls from a scammer who claimed to be from his computer company. They may or may not have used Microsoft. A lot of them used to. A few of them do these days. But when this relative, it was an uncle, when he asked me what this was all about, I really didn't know. I hadn't found any information about these scams. And I thought, if I ever get a call like that myself, I'll maybe have a go at recording it and actually find out exactly what these guys are up to.
When you were kind of exploring the idea of the YouTube channel and exposing tech scammers, can I ask, like, what is it you found most upsetting about their operations and the way they work and the type of people they're
eliciting money from?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, they deliberately target the daytime of whatever country they're calling. So they might work in shifts, for example, and start with the daytime in Australia. And maybe the same shift would then towards later in that shift, they would then shift to phoning people in the UK. And then maybe their evening shift would be phoning people in the US. And they do that quite deliberately to target people who are most likely to be at home. And unfortunately, that is usually the kind of retired age group. I've seen kind of shocking evidence of them deliberately targeting people who are maybe even disabled. I've got a couple of videos about how they switch on people's webcams, and I could literally see who it was that they were targeting.
Having looked through some of her personal photos, they now want to use her webcam.
Now, what do you see on your computer screen, madam?
They don't see her face here, so they call her back over to her computer screen. They're going to use her deleted documents as a bargaining chip to get money out of her.
Because, ma'am, we called you to refund the money back to you, that's why. That's why I called you. We called you to refund the money.
She has to watch helplessly as they start to delete all of her files, including all of her pictures. She's screaming at them to stop.
I do understand, ma'am, but just see that happen.
I can't let this continue, so I kill their team viewer session. The scammer hasn't realised that it's me who's killed his session. I spoke to Christy later and she was able to get her password back and restore those files.
What scams, in your experience, do you find are the most prevalent?
Yeah, so it tends to be the ones that I most see are the ones pretending to be your internet service provider, whether it's Sky or TalkTalk or BT. They will phone up with a message along the lines of, your computer is reporting a problem. Please call our number or press a button on your phone to speak to us about it. That has, up until about a year ago, that was the one you would hear most often. The one you hear nowadays, though, is we're your credit card provider and we've seen a strange transaction on your account. And again, phone us and you'll have to, again, let us have access to your computer so we can check all of this out. That tends to be what's happening at the moment. But these scammers will change their tactics from time to time, maybe change that message. But the overall scam remains the same. They will want to talk to them. They will give you a convincing sounding story. And they'll want access to your computer to get into your bank account.
So do you think like part of their tactic to extract cash from their victims is to be as friendly and amicable as possible?
Oh, absolutely. So it is entirely to get money out of you.
And how far is your branch? Can you just let me know? Half a mile. And how long does it take for you to reach down to the branch?
As always, you'll only hear the scammer's voice in these videos.
And you still drive, all right? Oh, lovely. That's lovely. You're 91 and you still drive. That's a lovely thing, okay? That's lovely, all right? I've never expected somebody, like, at the age of 90 will be driving a car, all right?
Indeed. Most scam companies will try to appear as professional as possible. And if you had for example, a pop-up on your computer which says you've got a virus and you've got to phone this number, they will go in and cleanly remove that for you. Not that there was anything wrong in the first place, but it will look as if they've done something where they haven't really done anything at all. And follow it up in a very professional way. They will give you a courtesy call within a few days to say, is everything still okay? Well, really, there was nothing wrong in the first place. And you've just handed over some money for absolutely nothing.
And I've noticed like a theme throughout your videos is the reverse connection. So allowing a connection between the two computers and then kind of using that to your advantage to connect to their network. Can I ask what kind of reaction do you get when the scammer on the other end of the phone realizes that you've hijacked their computer?
Yes, I don't often tell them that I've hijacked it. Well, not initially anyway. I have a mechanism where sometimes I can connect back to theirs, and it means literally getting a hold of everything they have on their computer, so all their files and documents. But equally, I can listen in, and if they have a webcam themselves, I can even see these scammers.
All right, so the reason behind the call today, sir, is to let you know about some error and warning files which are running on your computer without your knowledge. So are you in front of the computer at the moment?
Yes, let me start it up here, 1 second. There's like
oh my goodness.
Errors, warning.
Now, without wasting any more time of yours, sir, I would be simply asking you, like, have you ever seen these problems before?
Right.
These are very, very harmful and dangerous. The error indicates that more than 60% of your softwares are already corrupted. Hey, what are you doing?
Can't Don't try to communicate. Which one do
At the very top, do you see?
Hi, are you still there?
Hey, you motherfucker.
Well, you're the one who's scamming, aren't you? Marachode.
Hey, you motherfucker.
Well, it was good to capture everything that I saw on your desktop. You're a bit stupid, aren't you?
There's a specific clip on your YouTube channel, which I really enjoyed, of you changing the voicemail of one of these scam outlets to warn prospective victims.
There was one organization who called me, again, claiming that I had a virus infection. And I played along with their scam. And when they connected to my computer, I was able to reverse that connection without their knowledge and get access to their computers. And over a period of maybe weeks, if not months, I monitored what they were doing. And they were making, as you can imagine, a lot of automatic robocalls, so these calls with these automated messages.
So I thought I would substitute the audio. This is what their original audio sounded like.
Hi, we are calling you from Microsoft Refund Department. If you remember, you have a contract with us for computer support and services. Unfortunately, we are closing the business, so you can give us a call for the refund of the amount you paid.
And as I was watching this, I thought there's an opportunity here to warn prospective victims. And I thought a good way of wasting their money as well as their time would be to change that message.
And I decided to replace it with this.
Hello. This is an automated message being sent from scammers from India. They were going to try to scam you by claiming that you would get a refund from your computer maintenance company. However, this is just a scam so that they can access your computer and will try to get money from your bank account. If you ever get a message like this, it is always a scam.
Not only did I keep substituting the audio and only replacing it whenever they were asking for a bit of help from Dialer 360, but I also increased the rate of these calls to drain their money as quickly as I possibly could.
Can I ask what your experiences have been with kind of foreign police agencies and attempts to involve the law in stifling these scam operations?
Yeah, in a word, two words, not great. I've tried to report a lot of these, most of these scam organizations are in India. There's the odd one in Ukraine. I've seen one in Malaysia before, but 99% plus are probably in India. And when I do find out who the people are, literally I can find out names, addresses, and in some cases, blood groups, because that's what I find on their PCs. And if I hand that information over to the authorities in India, I haven't yet in maybe 3 years, I've never yet had more than an acknowledgement of that email, or in fact, the odd email to say I'm passing this on to someone else. But there's no evidence at all of anything being done or anyone in any police service at all in India who's ever acted on some very detailed information that I've passed on to them.
I mean, you've clearly seen a wide range of scams and a wide range of victims. Is there anything that sticks out as particularly nasty or cruel?
I mean, there's been one or two. Obviously, I've got a video entitled Scamming Disabled People, and literally they will switch on someone's webcam and it's maybe an elderly couple who will explain that their partners may be bedridden. And it's always strikes me as particularly heartless, because I always thought initially there's an impression that the people who are making the phone calls, the scammers in India, might believe that they're targeting rich people in the West and somehow that it could be justified. Whereas the reality is the people who tend to be scammed are elderly folks who maybe just don't maybe even realize what's going on properly. I did see one victim in the US who kind of figured out that it was a scam, but a little bit too late, and they actually had access to her computer. And because she wasn't complying with what they wanted to do, they locked her out of her computer, and then they proceeded to delete her files. They even looked through her personal photographs, you know, were commenting about she had photographs of her daughters, for example, and you could just hear them kind of making really pretty crude remarks about this woman's daughters, and it was just horrific to see. And then they obviously proceeded to try to delete her files. And I managed, because I could see what was going on. Luckily enough, I was able to kind of step in and stop what was going on. And she managed to get her files back again.
And lastly, are there just any kind of key pieces of advice you would give to a layman into how to avoid scamming or just how to stay safe online?
If you're getting a phone call from someone that you don't know, or indeed if it's a robocall, the simple advice is to just basically don't trust whoever's on the end of the phone. If it's a legitimate company, they will identify themselves in a way that you have no doubt who you're speaking to. But if you do have a doubt, ask them to put it in writing to you. Even if the phone number looks legitimate, there are ways that scammers can spoof phone numbers.
Cheers for that, Jim. Would you like to plug your YouTube channel and Twitter?
Yes, you can see all those videos on youtube.com/JimBrowning, all one word. And my Twitter handle is JimBrowning11.
So, of course, big thank you to Jim Browning for speaking with me. Please follow him on YouTube and social media. And as promised, just to provide a resolution for that cliffhanger at the beginning, here is what happened when Jim confronted the tech scam firm in India.
Hello.
Is this Orson?
Yes, speaking. Yes, hello.
Right now you can do the payment of $933.
No, this is the thing, right? $933. Right. Do you think you could be truthful with me here, because I'm very concerned about this whole business?
I'm answering you. I'm there to answer your 100 questions.
Why did you give me a fake name?
It's the alias name, sir. My name's Tom, and I belong from Japan. That's the reason.
So what company are you? What's your company name?
It's Info Solutions.
But you're not Info Solutions, are you? You're ComStore
exactly
Technologies.
I'm not lying.
You're lying because you're trying to defraud me. You see, the thing is, I was able to trace your IP address. And guess where it led to? Siam, you've gone very quiet. Guess where your IP address points to?
I don't know.
He hung up on me, but I decided to try the mobile number that I saw in that calling card. Notice how the recipient initially answers in English.
Hello.
Hi, Siam. It's Orson here. How you doing?
English.
Oh, yes, you do. Same.
But just a few minutes later, I got yet another call from that company.
Hello.
Listen to the panic in the background.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I talking to? Is this Pravis?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take this matter to the police from now on.
What are you speaking? Why are you going to the police?
You've been committing fraud and you're...
Okay, go ahead. Go to the police. Go ahead, please.
Okay, but I know your home address. I know your office address.
Damn it. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't give a damn to it.
You don't give a damn?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll also
no,
be...
No, not at all. Go ahead.
I will be publishing all of your details on the internet as well. So keep a lookout.
Go ahead, no problem at all. You go ahead. I knew that I'm not guilty. Go ahead.
You're not guilty. Okay. We'll just
not
see.
Not at all. Go ahead, please. I don't know what the bullshit you are spinning out. I'm just allowing you whatever you want to do. You want to go to police. You want to register anything. Go ahead. Because I knew I'm not guilty.
You know, you think you're not guilty? Okay. That's fine. I have plenty of evidence which shows otherwise.
I don't think I knew I'm not.
And that's all we have time for on this week's Money Bites. Thank you to this week's guest, Jim Browning, and to you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week, and we'll be tackling black box car insurance. Goodbye.